This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. I'm out of Studio B in Monroeville, and we're trying to decipher the mystery that was the Steelers' joint practice with Tampa Bay yesterday. Ray Fittipaldo comes on to help us do that. Read Ray's stuff at postgazette.com. And yes, everybody loves Raymond. Ray, it's some of these deleted tweets that truly have my attention from yesterday. Rick Stroud had a couple of those from out in Tampa. I'm not even sure at this point which ones were deleted and which ones weren't. Doesn't really matter to me now. He said that Todd Bowles told him Mayfield and Evans played so well yesterday that he doesn't need to see either on Saturday in the game. He tweeted that Mike Evans couldn't be covered and won most of his battles with Jalen Ramsey, and that the Steelers secondary did not look good. How much of that can you confirm?
Yeah, well, that's interesting because, the Tampa reporters were told what the rules were, but obviously they don't have those same rules down there. I actually think it's funny. We go through this every year. I wouldn't say it was a great day for the Steelers. I thought it started okay for the Steelers offense. Didn't end well for the offense. And I thought the defense probably they pretty much struggled all day in coverage. That's probably a good way to put it. So all the talk about the corners and what they're going to do this year certainly can still come to fruition. I mean, you're going to have a pass rush in games, and you're going to do different things in games. But for one day, I think Tampa probably won that scrimmage in fairly easy fashion, I would say.
And just out of curiosity, Ray, before we move on, protectiveness, paranoia on the Steelers' part, and maybe the Bucks' part too, I don't know, is about what with these scrimmages? That scheme type information's going to get out, or what? Why are they so concerned about you reporting that? If somebody reported, "Hey, Aaron Rodgers looked great running around out there and made some nice throws up, made some nice throws on the run," how does that compromise anybody schematically?
I think they're more concerned about reporting who's running with the first team, second team, how are they deploying their personnel, what types of packages. I think they're much more concerned with that than saying Aaron Rodgers rolled right and picked DK Metcalf for a touchdown. But what the Tampa Bay reporter did do that was fine Stroud. What he did calling Todd Bowles and having Todd Bowles confirm that's within the roles. You just got to get a coach or a player to confirm what happened on the field yesterday. So I'm sure some of those tweets are still up, but apparently some are down too. I didn't know that, but that's pretty funny.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's what led the show today, because we can sit here and talk about Cam Hayward, and we will, and the running game and the secondary and the boastful words from everybody about this defense and a trillion different things and Broderick Jones. The season, at least to my way of thinking, boils down to Aaron Rodgers, and it's like it's still like a total mystery, and he's not going to play in a preseason game, it looks like. It's going to be unwrapped in New York in the season opener. The little bit that you saw of him yesterday and generally, how does he look? Is he moving around? And what can you tell us that you're allowed to tell us about Rodgers?
I'll just talk generally about what I've seen throughout training camp. I think when you get in goal-to-go situations, you know, their so-called seven-shot drill, they do pretty much every day during training camp. I thought he and the first-team offense represented themselves very well, both against the Steelers and against the Bucks yesterday. That was confirmed by players on the field yesterday. I think Rodgers and the first-team offense were three for three from the two-yard line. I think where maybe some of the struggles took place in training camp was more, middle of the field stuff, maybe some stuff with, the 2-minute drill not always working out. There were some occasions at training camp, Joe, where they would swiftly move the ball down the field in the 2-minute drill, and then there would be a pick at the end or in a complete pass, and then, they couldn't get it done. So I don't know what the scorecard said for the entirety of training camp, but I think the defense held them out more than, the offense got in on the 2-minute drill. So, certainly some things to be encouraged about, the goal-to-go situations, and then some things to work on if you want to talk about the 2-minute drill and, some of the stuff when you're operating in the middle of the field.
It seems one clear concern that even Mike Tomlin in some ways alluded to by sort of challenging Caleb Johnson yesterday. I can't find anybody who covers the team that tells me the running game is progressing nicely. What can you say about that?
It's not. The blocking is certainly a part of it. And Isaac Seumalo hasn't been around much during training camp. I think he's going to be fine for the regular season, but they've been very careful with him. So that's part of it. But you heard Mike Tomlin and Andy Weidel talked yesterday just about how Caleb has to trust himself. And I think that happens sometimes with rookies. Maybe you're nervous in your first game, or you're nervous in your first training camp, and you're trying to do everything right, but sometimes you're just swimming in all the information. And I think Caleb is going through that right now. So, not a great first performance against the Jaguars. And, he was challenged by his head coach yesterday, and let's see how he responds on Saturday night.
What's your opinion of Jaylen Warren as, a so-called bell cow type of back?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be a bell cow, but I think he's firmly entrenched as RB1. He does everything. He can run the ball. He's their best receiver out of the backfield among the running backs. And he's their best pass protector. And Kenneth Gainwell is right behind him as a receiver out of the backfield. I mean, Gainwell and Warren are right there, 1-2. Gainwell has made plays all over the place. So I think they're going to use all these guys. I think early in the season you'll see Jaylen maybe not even come off the field. And then you'll see some Gainwell sprinkled in. Then I think you'll see some Caleb Johnson sprinkled in, on first downs. Yeah, probably not on passing situations, but I think you'll see him in there when they want to run the ball a little bit. So they're all going to have different roles, but just the way that Caleb has struggled in pass pro and as a receiver out of the backfield tells me they're not going to trust him too much to put him in there in passing situations.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us. All right, let's move on to Cam Hayward then. And we have a clip to play for you, Ray. I don't know if you know, but this morning – Cam's podcast dropped for the week, and it's part of it is Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay on there stumping for Cam, saying, basically, come on, let's pay the guy. This is Jalen Ramsey from Cam's podcast this morning.
We can't wait to be on that field with you week one after, you know, everything go down, everything gets situated, everything.
You helped TJ out.
We need all of y'all out there, man. Mr. Omar.
Yeah.
Man, I got a lot of respect for you, Mr. Omar. You taking care of me, TJ, Slay.
You know what I'm saying?
Cam is next. We excited, man. We got potential to do something great if we got all our guys out there happy and feeling like they're valued. You know, I know a little something about, you know,
yeah,
feeling valued and getting what you deserve. So
yeah,
I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with
you. I'm with you.
And then Slay went on to say, basically, stop playing here. Let's get him signed. What do you make of new guys sort of walking in and lobbying on Cam's behalf with a new organization?
Yeah, I think players are always going to have player backs. I don't care if you're the number 90 guy on the 90-man roster or, you know, number one like Jalen Ramsey. That's always going to be the case. You know, the one thing I'm struck by, Joe, throughout this process.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like former GMs like Doug Whaley and former agents like Joel Corey, who works for CBS. I don't know if you saw what Joel said. They're both putting this on the agent. There was no reason for Cam Hayward to sign a one-year contract if he wanted to play on a one-year prove-it deal, which is basically what he's asking to do. So you don't usually see like people in the agent business come out and say, yeah, this was a mistake. And, like, even for a guy like Doug to put on an agent, you know, Doug might want to get back into things eventually. You want to keep those relationships. So the fact that those guys are so outspoken on how this was mishandled by the agent, I think speaks volumes. And just when you look at it just from, you know, a fan perspective or from a journalist perspective, he signed a 3-year contract. He wants to come back after 1 year and redo the deal or get more money guaranteed to him. When he could have just signed a 1-year deal. So I, you know, unfortunately for Cam, I think the Steelers are going to wait a while to see if he comes back. And then if he doesn't, they might try to sweeten it before the season starts, but they're not going to renegotiate this deal and give him a new contract. The only solution is maybe advancing him a little bit of next year's roster bonus, which is probably a last resort for the Steelers.
Well, it sounded like Cam alluded to that, too, and said he'd be okay with that. It seems like such an easy solution to take some of that non-guaranteed money from next year and, you know, sprinkle it on top of this year's. So why hasn't it happened yet? And could this get real ugly? Could you picture Cam sitting a game or two?
I can't picture Cam doing that. He's a team captain. I think something would be done before it ever got to that point. And I don't think the Steelers want to set the precedent. Now, I know there was a precedent set with AB back in the day. I think it was 8 years ago or so when they did something similar to him. But they don't want to be in the business of doing this if somebody outperforms a contract. They would be doing it every single year. And you know, the one other thing you have to mention about this is I think they're like 18 or 20 million under the cap. They got room to maneuver. But if Cam wants 7-8 million, you still have to maybe go get a number two receiver if Calvin Austin doesn't come back from this injury soon. I mean, you do have to have a little bit of wiggle room with that salary cap. So if they do intend on going out and getting a receiver, it's not going to be cheap. So that might be part of this whole process as well.
Ray, can they, the money that they've already paid him in that roster bonus, the 13 plus million, right. can they try to take some of that money back? Can they start fining yeah. him?
They can't fine him now because he's in camp.
Yeah.
So the only way they would start fining him is if he skipped during the regular season, and then he would also miss game checks. But the interesting thing, Joe, is he's on a $1.3 million salary. So prorated, that's like, what, $75,000, $80,000 a game, which he might be willing to sacrifice.
Right, because he has his money.
He has his money. So I don't know what the daily fines or the weekly fines would be from the team. You know, those could certainly add up. But, you know, if he wanted to take a stand, I think he could do it because of the salary. I just don't think he would do it because of what his number one, he's a captain. But number two, I think when you start doing that, you kind of go into Le'Veon Bell territory. And I don't think if something didn't get resolved there, I don't think Cam would want to be remembered that way.
So merely the fact that he's in camp, even if he refuses to actually practice,
right.
As long as he's in camp, they can't fine him. In other words, if I show up to correct. Camp, I can say, no, I'm not taking part in any practices. I'm not going to practice. Right. Even in the week right. leading up to the opener, could he do that without them fining him?
That is correct. They cannot fine you.
That's not a form of insubordination at all?
No, I mean, that's a quirk in the CBA that maybe the owners might want to fix the next time around. But it's been an effective tool for players. T.J. Watt did it a few years ago, Joe. He held out until the Friday before the opener. They got that deal done, and then he was good to go. He wasn't fined or anything like that. Deontay Johnson did it a few right. years ago.
I know they weren't fined. I'm wondering if that option is open, though. It's one thing to say, yeah, we're not going to choose to fine you. It's another one to say, yeah, we could if you refuse to practice, but you're telling me it's not even an option.
Only during the regular season, Joe, but I will double-check that once I get off the air. And if I'm wrong, I will let you know. But I think it's only during the season that they can fine you for a holdout. What they're doing now during the offseason, being present, going to meetings, being a hold-in, they cannot fine you for that.
All right, Ray, we're going to move right into a game of free association if Limits gives his blessing. Limits, may I do that?
You are blessed, Joe.
Here we go. I got a lot of them, Ray. That's why we're starting it early today. You ready?
I am ready.
Aaron Rodgers will be a top 5, top 10, top 15, or below 15 quarterback this year.
I will say top 15.
Over under 5.5 touches for Caleb Johnson in the opener.
I will go. That's actually a pretty good number. I will go over.
Who wins the punting battle, Ray?
Cam Johnson.
Broderick Jones will be a great, good, average, or below average player this season.
I'll say average with a chance to be good.
Who's going to be the worst player on that offensive line?
the worst player. I mean, it's not going to be Frazier or Faitanu. Say Amalu's established. I mean, I like Mason McCormick, but if you're talking about ranking him 1 through 5, like if Jones plays to his potential, yeah, probably McCormick would come in at number 5. But, you know, Jones has to go out there and prove it. He was not one of their better linemen last year. You can make the argument he was their worst. So he's got some work to do.
Are they going to bring in another receiver before camp is, or before the preseason ends?
Depends on Calvin Austin's injury, and Austin's been out for more than 2 weeks now, so keep an eye on that. That's to be determined.
When will the Cam Hayward situation resolve?
I'm going to go with game week, Jets.
Interesting. Boswell before that?
I don't know that Boswell gets done at all. I think they're going to take care of Boswell after the season.
Interesting. Will that cause an issue?
Did Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay do that for Boswell too, or just for Cam?
I don't think so. I don't think Boswell came up in that conversation, because remember, Ray, they're about to be one of the greatest defenses of all time, so they want all their guys out there for that, right?
Boswell's got to get his own podcast, I guess.
I think. All right, Ray, thank you. We'll talk to you.
All right, Joe. See you.
That's Ray Fittipaldo. Up next, how about that Boswell take at the end? I didn't expect that. Did you, Limits, that this won't happen this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's been so quiet, Joe. I kind of feel like that nothing is going to ultimately get done, especially because, you know, he's a kicker. We know how good Boswell is. He arguably was their MVP last year.
You don't think he'll get a sweetener or anything this year? I think he will.
I think it's possible that they give him another million. It's not much of a sweat off their back, but it doesn't seem like much of a priority compared to Cam.
I don't know. It's hard for me to tell what's going on over there. But I think Ray meant a new contract, and I agree. Neither one of them's getting a new contract.
No.
That doesn't happen for non-quarterbacks, you know, when they have more than 1 year left on their deal. It just doesn't. All right. I'm very excited about the next guest, Seth Wickersham, ESPN senior writer. He has a new book out called American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. And it's about, you know, for one thing, the fact that only 10 or so people in the world can do this at a really high level at one time. How is it that it's such an exclusive position and so hard to play? Like, what are the keys to becoming a great quarterback? I want to ask him about Aaron Rodgers. I want to ask him about next year's quarterback class. And I also want to ask Seth about a piece he did, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago on ESPN about Spygate and how that impacted the Steelers. All of that with Seth Wickersham. Next, Ray Fittipaldo was brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, lgkg.com. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Ray also was on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Listen to this. On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. 24 hours of deals on all your favorite football season predictions. Take a flyer on the MVP race, right? I may go back to Jordan Love again, although he had that little hand issue. It sounds like he'll be ready 100% for the opener. I don't want to just make the obvious pick. I'm wondering if Christian McCaffrey is ready to go here this season. Might that be a dark horse pick? Crown your champion in August. Thinking maybe the Ravens. Perhaps you don't want to hear that, but that might be true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.